This is Audio Mo.
It happens to every single one of us. At least I'd like to believe that it does. These characters are way too close to home. So you get drawn into a movie, a book, an audio drama, wherever you get your entertainment. You get drawn into a story so much so that you find out that either the main character or one of the supporting characters is very relatable to you, or it touches your heartstrings in a certain way that makes you, you know, stop reading and react emotionally. Whether you are sad for the character, whether you're happy and you're cheering, you know, because the character just made a very good decision, or whether you are so profoundly touched or so greatly impacted by something that the character has done that you have to stop. You could even be mad. I mean, I know some people watch horror movies and they get so mad at all the dumb decisions people make. It's almost now more than just a trope. It's almost like at least one dumb decision needs to be made in every horror movie, it seems. But who knows? So welcome to my recording for Audio Mo Day 2. It is Day 1. My Audio Mo was uploaded this morning for today, but I've, you know, trying this whole recording in advance thing, and it seems to be working for me because it pushes me to think about topics, and even if I come up with a topic the day before, it's good to just get it down before it leaves. And today I'm talking about characters that are so close to home that made you stop and think or stop and emotionally react. Some were emotional overreactions because of the time of day, or, you know, just I was tired or whatever, like last night's. So yesterday it was kind of an emotional overreaction to something that happened in the book. And what happened was, so I'm reading a mystery series. I'm in the third book of the series, and I don't know, you know, who likes mysteries around here. I could, you know, come out with a list of book recommendations and stuff for people who are listening. But I'm in the third book of the series, and the main character is an older, I don't like using the term elderly. For one, I think a lot of older people do find that very insulting. And for two, I think it's, I think when people use the word elderly, they overuse it. They take, you know, the value of it has been very degraded, at least I think. But this is an older, retired school teacher, now turned amateur sleuth. And she's a very interesting character because she will go and put herself into any investigation. Of course, she's infatuated with the local detective, so that's a bonus for her. So last night I was reading in this book where a beloved town member has gone missing, and they've just discovered their photographer that they needed for a project that they're working on. He was visiting from out of state. He was visiting from California. And the photographer had just been found murdered. So, of course, the photographer was with this much beloved townsperson, you know, for a shoot that they were doing. So, of course, speculation starts to brew as to where this missing person could be. So our main female character goes with a friend of hers to explore an abandoned farmhouse. She notices a pack of cigarettes on the ground. These cigarettes are the brand of cigarettes that this missing townsperson used to smoke, but carried them with him anyway as a security blanket. But the cigarettes have been, you know, still sealed in their package. I guess his idea of quitting smoking was just knowing that the cigarettes were around and knowing that he didn't need them, which, you know, I never thought of something to be that way. I personally wouldn't keep stuff around because I would think that would just continue the vice even more. But that's a very interesting take on him. So apparently he carries around a pack of cigarettes that they're not used. And she bends down and I read a sentence that goes something to the effect of, I ran my fingers over the battered golden foil of the box or something to that effect. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you are a school teacher. You're a well-educated woman. You're an amateur sleuth. Why did you touch potential evidence? Why? And so, of course, I was like, you know what? There's no way you should be touching those. We still don't have any idea where this person is, whether he's dead or alive, and you're touching his battered cigarette box. That could be potential evidence. The killer's fingerprints could be on it. Why did you touch it? You know, so I got a little frustrated last night. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to bed. Well, you know, I of course, thought about it over the night, which I do think about it in my dreams. I'm a very active lucid dreamer. And I thought about it and I said, you know, our main character has been known to put her nose into things that she shouldn't. I don't know if that's a gift or a curse. And I tend to think of it as both at times because she's very observant and she has been known to throw the detective a bone every now and then, you know, by her constant keen observation that ends up solving the case. In fact, she's helped this detective solve 2 cases. And which kind of bummed me out because I didn't realize I was into Dollhouse Mysteries before I stumbled upon this series, but I wasn't told that the Dollhouse book that I read was the second in the series. So of course I felt kind of bummed because I missed out on the first one. And I don't know about you guys, but I can't go back and read book one when they've already given it away in books 2 and 3. So I'm just like, nah, I'm not even going to go back and read it. But here I am in book 3 of the series, really liking it. I can't wait until the next books come out. But it got me to thinking. Yes, yesterday's was more of, it was a minor frustration, but it was just like, why did you touch the evidence? But it got me to thinking. Have there been characters throughout your life journey that you've encountered in books, movies, or whatever that impacted you so greatly that you had to stop watching? It could be a sad, maybe a character, one of your favorite characters was killed off, or something happened that was a huge deal breaker for you. For me, I guess the most powerful example would have to be the character Don Tillman in the book The Rosie Project. Actually, The Rosie Project I finished reading. I loved the book so much. And I tend to think of it as romantic comedy, but it's also, I thought it was a beautiful story because it told the story of Don Tillman, who was a very bright man, but who may or may not have certain characteristics of somebody on the autism spectrum disorder, but obviously it's not for me to decide, and it's only for readers to make their own conclusions. He would do things that were so socially awkward that I'd feel so bad. Now, I've been volunteering and I've been working with autistic children since I was 12. Not in a professional sense, but I've been volunteering. I volunteered at schools. I tried to help one blind student with his Braille, but the teacher wasn't interested in me continuing the work. So I stopped going. But there have been incidents where I've been volunteering with autistic kids since I was a young girl. And with that experience came a lot of exposure to how these kids behaved and possibly why they behaved. I had a teacher who didn't just bring in kids to volunteer to help him out. He did it as a learning experience to all of us who signed up. And we all were very touched. We saw autistic kids on the playground eating grass. We heard autistic kids cussing because their parents swore at home, and that was pretty much all the vocabulary they were able to pick up. There was a lot of sadness in that experience, but it opened my eyes to so much and how I could better read people, help people, and combined with my, you know, recent experience in education, it's helped me understand, you know, better how to approach the situation with an autistic person. But because of that, it has also made me very, very protective of anyone who's on the autistic spectrum, because they can't quite grasp the idea of, or the consequences of their behavior in society. In the second book, The Rosy Effect, which I'm not going to give away, The Rosy Project, because I do recommend that. It is a good read. Don Tillman does get into a fight, I think, towards the beginning of the book with somebody. And it seemed to be an unprovoked attack, but it seemed like maybe it was maybe something that somebody had said the day before, or I don't remember what it was, but I just remember being frustrated with him getting into a fight and being very protective. And I'm like, you know, this guy is such a good guy, but the way he's behaving, even though it's not appropriate, you know, he doesn't quite grasp the idea of what he's doing. And I couldn't read it anymore because I couldn't see bad things happen to him. I became very protective. I also feel the same way about the boys in the book, The Outsiders. You know, when Johnny quotes the famous "Stay gold, pony boy, stay gold," I just burst out into tears. And I still do. There are characters that just throughout literature, throughout anything, that just touch you so much. And Don Tillman was one of them. I literally had to put The Rosy Effect down. I couldn't finish reading it. And it has nothing to do with how the book was written or whatever. It's just I am so deeply, profoundly affected by what goes on and what happens to poor Don Tillman. And sometimes I'm frustrated. It's like, no, Don, you don't do that, you know? And it's like, but at the same time, you have to understand, you don't know what's going through Don Tillman's brain. You know, when he gets into a fight, I believe he punches a guy in his apartment building or something happens. And it's been years since I've read the book, but I would think that's the most prime example of when I had to stop reading a book. And usually it takes a lot to get me to stop reading, but yeah. So I'm still trying to decide whether or not the series that I'm reading is a cozy mystery series, which I've actually been getting into a lot of cozy mysteries lately. I'm actually going to start researching the conventions of cozy mystery genre, the cozy mystery genre, because I feel a bit drawn to it for some reason. I feel like it also kind of gives the effect of that festive wintry feeling. And I think that's what I like about cozy mysteries. But it's like this, the mystery that I just finished reading, the second book in the series, I don't think is a cozy mystery because the first murder that occurs, the woman is electrocuted. But it was so anticlimactic when at the end of the book, the killer approaches our female detective sleuth with a syringe. It's like, dude, you electrocuted somebody and now you're just going to come up with a little syringe poke? You're dead. This is so anticlimactic. But is it a cozy mystery or not? Hello? I'm confused. But anyway, I hope everyone is having a great day. But yeah, have there been any characters that you've been so profoundly affected by that you had to stop reading? I'd be glad to hear what you have to say. So you guys take care, and I will be back in the next Audio Mo.